We are here at Heart of a Warrior Advanced 2018 with Sean Spinks, and this is feedback we're giving him. And my name is David Swain. I'm the guide today, and so we're gonna jump right in. It's interesting. The one thing that I wrote down a few times is Sean sees splendor in everything. And I think that shows up, that glory in your life is just evident. And you know, I just looking back at the notes and your family life and some of the brokenness you experienced. I mean, you came into a family with half brothers and sisters, and you saw a family that was being restored and put back together, and so you see God at work in that. Then, you know, you move from location to location where you would lose your best friends and lose your, you know, what your settledness and things there, but then you would see that built back up. You would see God working in that. And I love that even early on, you saw the beauty in Christ and were engaging in church so early on, and just loved all things God. and then he was reaching to you so early, and then so much so that when you were 10, I believe it was, that it was prophesied that you were going to soon find out, you know, what your destiny was going to be. And then you have a dream and you see Pastor Sean Spinks, and that's what I see all over you as well. And it's neat to see how that's played out. But even then you were pursuing that, and then you run into setbacks. You know, you went through all of this training and things at church, and then a setback, and so you're on the other side of that now, waiting. You know, you found a beautiful young lady and got married, and then you're having a son, and then, oh wow, it looks like we're going to have a setback because he has autism. But then you say, well, that's not the end of the world either. That can be a great thing, and that God is working in that. And then you went on and to have more children, and so there's this constant story that I see in your life of things that would go wrong. They're redeemed. They're brought back to God's glory, and that cycle is continuing. And I can see where you feel the pull to do that in others' lives. So, just looking back at some of these, what is God telling us about you? I think it's very obvious. He's got a big mission for you. It's and it may be that Inspire Center that he's working on, and is just waiting on that $10 million to come. But it's so refreshing to see that you keep looking to him. You know that it's coming. You're preparing, and I see all this the training that he's doing in you to prepare you for that. And it's but it's a matter of when does that journey launch? When does that come? But the man he calls you to be is just that. I think that your glory, that you see the glory, your glory, it's been awakened in you for a long time, and all of these things that you're going through have been deepening that, and so you're just preparing for that fulfillment to come. You're the guy with the backpack on here waiting to go, and in the meanwhile, you're still preparing. You're still deepening. You're realizing, and that's a great thing that you haven't just arrived. You haven't just figured everything out. There's more. And there's a reason you're here this weekend, is because God's got more for me. And it could be that's he wants you to experience a few more things, to gather a few more things under your belt before that he launches you on that journey, and you're going to be that much more prepared. But your heart is so good for that, and so prepared for it, and you seem anxiously awaiting to, I'm ready to go. I'm packed, I'm ready to go. And that's really, really cool to see in you. So, something as far as holding you back, I think it's just Don't let the enemy tell you that, well, these setbacks, and you never were ordained, so that's it. I mean, you're not supposed to be. Don't believe any lies like that from the enemy. Know that this has all been part of preparation and deepening for you, and God's plan will proceed. It will go through. And so I think that, again, right now in your journey, it's just still preparing. Still, you know, it could take off at any moment in time, but your desire to inspire and encourage and compel all of those things really stand out in you. You picked your verbs well, because everything that I have heard and seen really confirms all of that. So it's exciting. To me, that's I really get an exciting feeling there, seeing and hearing your story. All right. Let's hear your name.
This is John Stackler. I am one of the participants giving feedback to Sean Spinks. Sean, I could go on. It's amazing hearing your story. And it's refreshing to know that there's another kid out there that grew up with a successful dad, but still felt like we were alone. And that's, you know, the fact that you're here and coming to a program with a bunch of guys trying to make ourselves better is a testament to the fact that you're pretty darn good at getting through adversity. If I was to hire a guy, and one of the quotients was infectious energy, it would be you. You have it. You don't know it, but you had a brainiac dad, and it's amazing that if you came upon a bunch of money, you would want to start a center to aspire people, probably to make them brainiacs also. So you want to create a bunch of brainiac people like your dad so you could spend a bunch of time with them, which is great. That's pretty fulfilling. You know, you have an unbelievable desire to help people, and not just help people in a generic form. You want to help people be better. And that's your destiny. It's not to fill a church. You're going to be able to use your energy to attract people to be in your sphere. And that's just as important as filling a auditorium for a service. You know, if you got a close group of people, that's key. The one thing that Dave alluded to, you know, there may be some hurdles that you got to think about. You got kids like I did when I was your age. There's going to be a little voice that's going to say, you need to raise them like this in front of your dream. Don't listen to that. Kids are very, very, very resilient.
Yes.
You were. Follow your dream. You will be a happier dad. You will be a happier husband. You'll just be a happier person altogether. Finish going after your dream. Become ordained. Be a pastor. You got to be a pastor before you have a church. So figure out a way to get that done. You've done all the work. As to all your dreams, have you ever read the Steve Harvey Jump?
No.
Look it up online.
Okay.
Read it, because that applies to you. That's you. And you got the parachute, and God filled it. You just had to jump. And as Steve Harvey says, that parachute's going to go. You're going to soar, but you're going to come back, and you're going to hit that mountainside, and you're going to get cut, and you're going to rip some skin off and all that bit. But the bottom line is God's with you. and you're going to do it, and you're going to be that much better. That is that whole thing. If I was your age and I would have done that, it would have been amazing. Your son did you a favor because it taught you to step up and stand up for what was right. And God put that in your way for a reason, to get you away from that church. Is that pastor a bad man? No, he's just not an honorable man, because from what you're telling me, you told him you chose your son over a bad setup, and he basically just blew you off forever. So you gave him a lot of capital. So that's something to be thankful for. Thankful that he's not a partner, and you're not down the road. One of my favorite movies that I'll talk about is Seabiscuit. You're in a cubicle working with software. You're like that horse that just needs to run. And once you figure that out, you're going to go and you are going to just be the man. Yeah, you are the man, but you're going to figure it out. You got to go. You should not be in a cubicle.
I agree.
You need to be out with us. So that's all I have. Thank you for doing this.
Did you stop it?
Nope.
It's still going. Your name?
My name is Greg Whitman. So I know Spinks, and I'm probably going to be a little more critical, like I said before. I'm going to start with just the amazing stuff that I see in you. For one, your loyalty. You are incredibly loyal to people that I would consider maybe you shouldn't be, but that is a good quality to have. You're committed. When people step in front of you and say, "Don't bother," it's my dream. I'm committed to it. You don't let that stumble you. It maybe for a little bit, but you get right back on the horse and go. And you're passionate. Every time you're doing some of these little displays, I can see you. You're just like, you're ready to go with it. Where's the other one? Endurance. It kind of goes with the commitment. I think you have an incredible endurance for what you desire. And your faith. It literally does not shake. That being said, one of the things that you said a few times when you were doing your presentation was about greatness. Greatness, greatness, greatness. That is a good thing to attain, but I would just caution that being your goal. God does want us to be great. He does want greatness for us. But if that is the goal, there may be a need to reassess the process of what you're going through. Let's see. So what you were talking about a little bit earlier about the fathers in your life. I guess it just goes back to what I was just saying. I think that God would like for you to take an inventory of that, of those dreams. I want to clarify. I'm not saying that anything that you believe about your future is wrong. I'm just saying take an inventory, because a lot of times those wounds can hide inside of our dreams, and it can allow it to corrupt it without us realizing or allowing us to take inventory of it, if that makes sense. And especially in something that we believe is godly, we believe is right. At the bottom it asked what God is up to, and I would, it just came to me just to listen to your heart, and not your wound, just I think you need to look at that and see, kind of sparse them, and make sure that where you're going is from God and not a direction from a father figure. I think that's critical. Like, again, I said, I don't think that all the stuff that you are trying to do is wrong. I think it's amazing. I'm not anywhere near there. I should be a little bit more, I'm thinking. But yeah, that would be my only thing. Just to clarify, just ask God to point out where those points are in your roadmap of, is it a promise that I've made to compensate for a wound, or is it a promise from the desires of your heart that God set in motion? So.